Хавад.
With your permission. Start tonight from the back. The Rabbi told us, the Gemara tells us, the Torah tells us, with a hint. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, you go to Eretz Israel, and when they're going to go to Eretz Israel, they should not let any person from the nations that live over there to stay there. And actually, the Gemara says when Yeshua came, he sent flyers. I don't know how he sent the flyers to all the nations over there. We have a permission and a commitment from Hashem to come inside and kill all of you if you don't leave. One nation, Girgashi, left and they went to Morocco. That's why Morocco is so good to the Jews, if you may say, but always good for the Jewish people and all that tzaddikim of the Morocco, because Morocco is the Girgashi, they say. Not just the Morocco, maybe just Tunisia as well. That part over there, up North Africa, the people are better. And Hashem granted them with a lot of things, the Gemara says, because they agreed and left. But the rest didn't leave, and they were partially destroyed and vanished. So the way the Gemara tells us and the Torah tells us, Moshe Rabbeinu in his last speech, before he died, he called everybody to come to the speech. And he said in the speech, everybody should be here, from the ones that chop wood to the one and the one that draw water. Says the Gemara, excuse me, who is over there chopping wood? I'm talking to Am Israel. Am Israel, who chops the wood over there? The Gemara says, well, in time of Yeshua, and Yeshua already captured Yericho, some people arrived. Doesn't say the number. Maybe they said someplace, I don't know. And they had old clothing on, and they had bread with mildew. And they tell Yeshua, we are from very far place. And we came over here, and we want to convert. Please make a treaty with us. And of course, they weren't from far away. They were from a city called Gibeon. And Gibeon was like a city and a state. And those people either should have left the country, or Yeshua will kill them. It was the command. And Hashem in the Torah threatened us. So you come to Israel, they cannot be next to you. But what the Americana said, was on the kind way. Really, don't throw them to the ocean. You have to kill them. They cannot live in Israel. You're not allowed to leave Erebrav, those lefties, and you can't leave them in Israel. They're going to destroy the country. And there's a command in the Torah. And the Torah said, if you don't, you're not going to do it, Hashem is going to punish you. So these people came to Yeshua, and they dressed up, and they pretended from far away, because if Yeshua would have known them from the next city, from Gibeon, he would tell them, listen, it's not to make a treaty with you, you got to leave the country. You can't leave. Anyway, you should know, Chachamim tell us, it's hardly ever Arab converted. Hardly ever. Only a few of these two generations. And the reason is because you're not supposed to keep to accept it. That's what Hashem told you, Moshe told Yeshua, get them out of the country. You can't. You can't live with them. You're not allowed to live with them. Anyway, the Nabi says, okay, Yeshua converted them. And so the Gemara says, aha, now you understand. And Moshe Rabbeinu called everybody to make a treaty with them. He said, everybody, you should come. Atem mitzavim hem kulchem. The one that chop wood and the one, so what do you mean? So the Navi says, after Yeshua found out that these people lied to him, he cursed them. And the Navi, in the text you read, in Yeshua chapter 5 or 6, Yeshua cursed them. Arurim. Liars, you tricked us. He said, well, listen, we want to stay in the country. We don't want to leave. So Yeshua cursed them. He says, listen, I converted you, okay. But you're not getting any land over here, right? Not only that, you're only allowed to have a job cutting wood and to draw oil. And they said, Moshe says the same thing because the Gemara says they came to have Moshe also. They tricked Moshe also. The Am Yisrael was in the desert, in the cloud. All of a sudden, it doesn't say the number. People from the same city came. They came to Moshe, they tricked Moshe. And Moshe did the same thing to them. Moshe said, well, he converted you, too bad, now you're Jewish. But you can't have anything. You cannot intermarry, and you cannot have a real estate, but you can have only one thing, one job. Chop wood and water. Same thing they did to Yeshua, so call it to Moshe. Story in the Tanakh. Continues the story. So Yeshua is in the middle of conquering the Eretz Israel, and he captured Jericho, and those people came. And the king of Yerushalayim, I think it was Abitzedek, he and his colleague, the king of Hebron, and two and three other kings, got together. They're going to capture Givon, the city of those people. I says, well, now, these people over there in that city, it's like Ukraine, you know? I says, now they're going to be in NATO. So again, they're all drafted people, and they're going to make a war and capture Givon. It's called Givon. It's a very holy city, you should know. The Mizbeach was in Givon. It's one step before Beit HaMikdash. The Mishkan was in Givon. Was first in Shiloh, Givon, Nob, the Givon. So they're all ready to get a war with the people in Givon. So the people in Givon send a messenger to Yeshua and say, listen, come help us. We're going to be attacked. You know, we're Jewish. We converted. So really, the first thing was Yeshua should have said, oh, thank God, you know, I saw my business. They deserve it. They tricked us. And they didn't trick us once. They tricked us in Tav Moshe Rabbeinu. It happened to Yeshua Rabbeinu. The liars. And actually Yeshua cursed them. Good. Let them destroy you. Nevertheless, Yeshua went. Yeshua went. And Hashem told him to go. You know? Go. He went over them. He's making a war with them. Making a war with them was Friday. Friday, big war against five kings, major kings. And Friday afternoon is sunset. Sunset, Yeshua doesn't want to continue the war on Shabbat. So he told the sun and the moon, stop. He stopped the sun for 36 hours. Friday, instead to be 24 hours, Friday was 60 hours. No Shabbat. Happened a few times in history that Hashem stopped the sun. Was once the funeral for Bidah Nasi, the one who wrote the Mishnah, was Friday. So in order for everybody to go back home after the funeral, Hashem stopped the sun. Here Yeshua stopped the sun. He told the sun, Hashem is speaking on dom. In this text. He said, don't move. There's a whole argument between Yeshua and the sun. The son said, I can't stop. While I'm traveling, I'm singing. She said, Yeshua, you know what? I'm going to sing to Hashem. Like, as Yeshir Moshe Rabbeinu sang, as Yeshir Yeshua. Navi, in the text, Yeshua sang. Yeshua sang, stop the son. Can you imagine? Stop the son for who? For the people that you curse, for the people that tricked you, the people that tricked Moshe, and you so-called sacrifice yourself, you go for a war, and how far it is, stop the son. And of course, if stop the son, it means Hashem agree with it. So very strange. So far, so good, but so bad, not so good. Go Continues the Tanakh, tells us a story. Shaul HaMelech Roinu Alechem, the Navi said he had a bad wind in his head, became crazy. Crazy. And crazy is jealous of the Melech, his son-in-law, future son-in-law, half a son-in-law. And so he wants to kill him. Runs after him with army, back and forth through the desert of Judah. Back away, he's looking for him. He goes to his house, he wants to kill him. So why did he do nothing? So then, one time, the Navi says in the text, Sefer Shmuel, Shmuel Aleph, the Navi says that one time, David HaMelech with his people that is running around Israel, right, hiding from Shaul. By the way, you should know the truth. The Gemara says that Shaul was a major tzaddik. He was the tallest. The Gemara says few people Hashem granted them with special thing that nobody else had. For example, the Gemara says, Tidkiyahu, the king, Hashem blessed him with his eyes. He can see in the dark, he can see the furthest. Avshalom in his hair. Yoshiyahu with the nose. Shimshon with the strength. Each one was outstanding. But something not to compare, not to believe. Shaul was one of them. Was the tallest. The tallest by far. Like a heavy giant. Very, 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 very tall. He's chasing David. He wants to kill David. So, excuse me. One day, while David's running away, they had no food, zero food. David almost died. So they went to the city of Nov, was a very holy city. All the Kohanim lived over there because the Mishkan was there. So it's all the Kohanim, the city of the Kohanim. David came over there and he asked the Kohen Gadol, do you have any bread? He said, we got no bread. And he says, it was the time, they didn't have bread, didn't have wheat. Excuse me. The Kohen Gadol told him, listen, but we have some holy bread, called Lechem Apanim, what they put on the table in the Mishkan. But this is inala to have it. David said, I'm very pure, you know? I'm very pure. And would you give me a piece of bread? He said, listen, if you're pure, it's piruach nefesh, I give it to you. The Gemara says, David HaMelech didn't stop eating the bread. He almost died. Okay. And there was a Rishon Lezion. His name was Doeg Adami Doeg. It was the chief of staff, the Rishon Lezion. Rosh HaBedin. He was jealous of David, and he sent a messenger to Shaul. David was just here, and the Kohen Gadol gave him a piece of bread. Immediately, Shaul drafted his people, running to the city of the Kohanim, Nov. And he came inside, he asked the Kohen Gadol, what did I hear? You gave my enemy a piece of bread? I said, I didn't know it was your enemy anyway, but what do you mean? He was Pikuach Nefesh, he was dead. He said he has to have a piece of bread. He said, oh yeah? He told Rishon Lezion Doeg, you go kill everybody. Killed all the Kohanim. One Kohen was able to run away. Killed all the Kohanim. Says the Gemara that since the Kohanim lived over there, it was the Mishkan, so those Givonim, the one that cheated Moshe, that cheated, that lied to Yeshua, the cursed ones, they had jobs over there. They had jobs over there. They used to cut wood for the Mishkan, for the Kohanim, to the houses. It's to bring water from the well. Since this guy killed everybody, so the city became deserted, so they lost their job. There was no unemployment those days. They don't deserve to have a job. Again, you have to remember, they cheated, Moshe cheated Yeshua, they were cursed by Yeshua. And Yeshua sacrifice his life with Am Yisrael to save them from the five kings. So they have zero credit. Zero credit. Now they have zero credit, they're minus credit. Continue the Navi, continue the Gemara, I tell you what happened. Shaul HaMelech died, was killed. David is the king. All of a sudden, a delegation from that nation, from Gimon, comes to David. They come to David. Say, yeah, what do you want? Well, let us tell you something. Say, let me hear what you say. We lost our jobs, you know, a few years ago, because we used to have jobs in Gibeon, and Shaul killed, and because he killed the people over there, I mean, he told this guy, this lowlife Doeg, they should see him to kill him, but he lost the jobs. So we need compensation. So David said, okay, compensation, unemployment, what do you want? I said, no, we want descendants of Shaul to be given to us, we want to kill them. Sounds like a Hamas, exactly. You want to kill Shaul's grandchildren because you lost the job? Even if Shaul would have fired you. So you get satisfaction from Jewish blood? Story in the Tanakh and the Gemara. Says the Gemara, David said, okay. The Gemara says, David says, David took 5 descendants of Shaul, gave it to them, they killed them, they hung them on the street. Animals, Hamas. And the Gemara says, David, why are you doing it? He says, because it can be Chilul Hashem. What Chilul Hashem? What Chilul Hashem? And then David said, nobody should have anything to do with them. The worst of the worst you can see, People, cruel heart. Hamas, exactly like these people, exactly. Maybe they are the descendants of them. And then they said, nobody should get intermarried them. They're Jewish. And they said, nobody should marry them. It's called Netinim. You learn the Gemara Kedushin, you learn the Shas. You see Netinim, Givonim. Oh, what is it? Very strange story. Again, we have to know what the Zohar says, Chas Shalom. When you read all the stories, it's everything is like a puzzle. And I said, what is the Tanakh? Should be a history book. Why is it in the Tanakh? What do you learn from this? We do permission, Parshat HaShavua. Moshe, now we're going to start now the Makot, plagues. So it goes down to צפדיה, קנים, ערוב, דבר, שכין, ברב, הרבה חושב מכורות. תן מכות. So the Aris is like this. You know, certain things in Kabbalah that Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, and Yosef, and David, those 7 represented 7 methods of Hashem, the way Hashem behaves. Avraham is kindness, Yitzchak is a little bit control, Yaakov is Emet, Moshe is Torah, Aaron is Avraham Kamocha, Yosef is purity, David HaMelech is... Huh? We don't know. Yeah?
David
HaMelech? Malchut? Malchut. Yeah, kingdom. Yeah. The list says the Makot that Moshe and Aaron started. This is Parashah, a beginning of redemption, and its messages for us. Gemara says also in one way. It's true, you read the Torah, this parsha says blood, dam, tzadeh, kinim, frog, lice. Listen. It's true, the Egyptian was hit with that, was punished with that, but was meant to us that we should look and we should find out what the message is. Why really Hashem made blood? Why the frogs came? Why lice was so? And this is an escalator. And you want to go up. You want to go up to so-called to Malchut. To the crown of Hashem. So start from the bottom. It's called Malchut from David. And climb from David to Yosef. From Yosef to Aaron. From Aaron to Moshe. From Moshe to Yaakov. From Yaakov to Yitzchak. And Yitzchak to Avram. And then the top 3. It's called Chochmah Min Hadat, or the crown of Hashem. And that's the Geula. And so we have 10 Makot. And then we have redemption, because so we escalated, we got up. So we escalated, so we first makah, first plague, is down, blood, and the second one is Tzfarnia, frog, and the third one is lice, and it goes up and up and up, and it says, this is go David, and from David, you go to Yosef, from Yosef you go to Aaron, from Aaron you go to Moshe, from Moshe to Yaakov, from Yaakov to Yitzchak, from Yitzchak to Avraham Avinu. This is parasha. This parasha has seven plagues. So it was number seven, this is parasha. Number seven is hail. Hashem says, Moshe Rabbeinu, raise your hand on the Shamayim, and hail is going to come down. And that's the information the Torah says. If we go by order, the information is that first Hashem picked up Moshe Rabbeinu all the way up. Let's come in the Shamayim. Information. So we're picking up for what? Way up. Which place? Hashem did pick up Avraham Avinu as well, if you remember. So, Hashem said, okay, raise the stick. Hail is going to come. Hail is going to come. So, what is hail? So, the Torah says it's pieces of ice and fire inside. Fire inside. The machloket in the Gemara, the fire was inside exactly when it broke, fire came out, or fire was around the hail. A special thing. Says the Gemara, what is this business? The Gemara says usually it means fire and water are enemies. Ask the fire department; they'll tell you. Put the fire as water. It's not because they invented it, because that's what it is. In Shamayim, the two opposites. One is water, one is fire. Here, the Torah says, look, they're going to make peace between them, so-called, and the fire and the water will be together, and they're going to be coming down on the Egyptians. Coming down on the Egyptians, and they're going to break the whole country. So whoever's going to be outside is going to get killed. The Sister Gemara, I'll tell you what happened. An Egyptian was walking on the street, and it's like the missile that has an electronic eye. The thing from Shemayim will pull on the Egyptian. That's on the Jew. It's not the same thing with the animals. The animals belong to the Jewish people, the animals belong to the Egyptians. Like bits of ice will come, like a missile with an eye, electronic eye, waves, hit the animal from the Egyptian, and the animal is safe. Okay. Very strange thing. So Hashem to Moshe, Moshe goes to power, says, that's going to happen. Remember, but I tell you now, it's over now. But this is a very special thing for you. A special delivery for you, hail. Then the hail came. The Torah says, Paro said somebody to Moshe Rabbeinu, probably was a Jew, because if a guy would gone outside, the hail will hit him. So the messenger came to Moshe. Paro said, please. So Moshe said, okay, let me, for this, I have to go outside the city and pray. All the other times, Moshe did not go outside. He said, this time I have to go outside. You can't pray inside. I can't pray in this city now. I said, how come before he didn't have to go out? Okay, he has to go out. Not only that, Moshe says that when I go outside, I'm going to have to raise my palms and pray to Hashem. First and the only time that Moshe says to pray to Hashem, he has to open up his palms like this. By the way, Dari says, this is a custom. You know, when you get brachot or you pray to Hashem, it's very powerful. But you have to have special ends for this. Tfilah, Dari says, goes by your palms. Chazni said, you know, when you touch something with your hand, the whole body becomes tamei. If you scratch your head, you put your hand inside the shirt, you better wash your hands. But it's only from this side. From the back, you don't have to. Because the tefillah goes from here, this side. So Moshe says to Paro, this time I have to go outside and pray outside, and I have to raise my palms like this. What happened now? What happened? The Torah said, yeah, Moshe went outside. Moshe went outside. The minute he did it, the Torah says, the whole thing stopped. All things stopped. Says the Gemara, so some pieces of ice were on the way to come down. So Moshe says, it's still hanging over there. Moshe says, it's still hanging over there. Moshe says, I tell you what it is. If we go back to the story with the Givonim, when Yeshua went and helped the people in Givon with the war, it was Friday afternoon. And it was a big war. All of a sudden, big pieces of ice fell from Shamayim. And the Navi says, more people were killed with the pieces of ice that fell on them than the people that Yeshua and Israel killed. He said, where are the pieces? It's a Navi in the text. It says, Hashem yishlich avnim dolot min ha-shamayim. Looks like big rocks came, killed all of them. The Gemara says, where they came from, those pieces? So the Gemara says, this is so-called the leftover hail. It was the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, when Moshe went outside and raised his hands and asked Hashem, please stop the hail. So some pieces are still on the way now. They got stuck in Shamayim, they're still there. And Hashem threw them on the enemy that attacked Givon. Says the Gemara, wait, there are more pieces of them. Not everything fell down. I said, some pieces are left there. It doesn't say how much. But fairly enough, the Gemara says, before Mashiach will come. Before Mashiach will come, you don't need the Iron Dome. Not finished. There are stones in Shamayim, rocks, to fall on all the Arabs. So Gemara. Story. Continues now the Torah and says, okay, so Moshe prayed and all the big piece of rock hail fell down and destroyed all the trees and everything. They destroyed the barley and the pishtan, linen,
flax.
And the linen, huh?
Flax.
Huh? But they did not destroy wheat. And Kusemet is, right? One of the five times Kusemet. I think it's right.
Yeah.
Shifon?
Why is Shifon? Kusemet is spelt?
What is Kusemet?
Spelt?
Spelt, man. Spelt. Yes, spelt. Yes, spelt. But you know, we have five kinds of rain. There's really only two kinds. Chitha and Kusemet is one. And the rest, Shiborit Shual, Shipon. And what's the last one? Sora, Shibol Shipon and Shibol Shural and Shipon is Sora. It's really are two kinds. It's a lachain. The Mishnah, and the Rambam, the Gemara. The Torah tells you the story. Look, so the hail came down. Okay, so what happened? Broke all the trees, broke everything, the linen or flax. And, No, that's not. That's something else. This is Borei Pri Adamah. That's another kusemet. That kusemet is not that. There are two kusemet. There's one kusemet that's called vegetable. I say one kusemet is called wheat. The kusemet vegetable is bak. Bak.
Agapirium?
No. It's spelt. It's spelt. That's how they make matzah from spelt.
Spelt, yeah.
Yeah, you don't make matzah from barley. So what information? Information in the Torah. You know, Baruch Hashem, the wheat and the spelt grow. Ma said, well, miracles. Bileparot, afilotina, bileparot, a miracle. All the barley destroyed. All the flax, linen destroyed. The Torah said, but you should know the wheat, Baruch Hashem, and the spelt is still there. Information at all. What do you want to tell me about? I don't understand what you're saying. Chaim said, follow, look. The whole purpose of the Makot is for the Jewish people to learn. So what do you learn from hail? I tell you what I learned from hail. Rahi says like this. The kindness, a person is very kind. It's nice to be kind to everybody, especially to someone that you love. How about be kind to someone that doesn't deserve to be kind? He's low life. He's a cheater. he's a liar. He has a heart of Hamas. He's a murderer. Here it is. Here's the entity. Mr. Givon. Cheated Moshe Rabbeinu. Cheated Yeshua. Yeshua cursed him. You're going to be... your job is to be to cut wood and to throw water. You can't marry anybody, nothing. One day you lose your job. Because you lose your job, you want to take revenge. It's my fault you lost the job. You should not have had the job. You really is not supposed to be Jewish. You got everything by lying to us. So what do you want? I want to kill the sentence of Shaul that he indirect told the Lashon Etzion to kill the Kohanim, and because this I lost the job, this because I lost the job. You want to take revenge and you want to kill people? You want to kill innocent people because they lost their job? Yeah. Let's call hail. Let's call kindness. Yeshua will stop the sun and the moon, and Hashem will agree. Hashem throws rocks from Shamayim on the people that attack those wicked Jewish people. Wicked. The opposite. They should die. The stone should fall on them. But Yeshua stopped the sun? For what? For whom? And Hashem throw the stones on them? The Gemara says, that's the whole purpose of the hail. Look, here is, the Gemara says, what happened in the hail? As a piece of ice came together with fire. To tell you, Oseh Shalom im Omav. As is, even fire and water made peace. If they made peace, I'll show you what it is. The Jewish people, you're going to be saved if you have peace. I says, this is Makkah, this is plague number 7. 7, if you go from Malchut up, is kindness. In order to have Geula, the world stands. Olam Chesed Yibaneh on kindness. Kindness is not because, you know, you have a person, it's very nice, very nice, very nice. But the goal, ultimate goal is you help someone you don't want to help him, and he doesn't deserve to be helped. He deserves to get punished. But Rahman called my son. The Gemara tells us, so the world is here because three entities in the Teva did not behave. Ham, and the dog, and the crow, and the croak. I say every morning in Tfilah, Noteni v'malach ma lefnei reva sheikrau. Hashem gives food, lebehema. Tosfot said, Babatra behema, in America value is killed. Hashem feeds the dogs. Today people take the dogs home. Because of the dog, we're still here. Because the dog would behaved and the crow would behave. Tcham behaved, wouldn't be here. It'd be olam haba. Still Hashem, Noteni v'malach ma, Hashem gives food to the dogs. If no Rabbi Sheikh Rao to the children of the crown, And that's what the Torah wants us to know. Say, look, it's so powerful, the thing, that Hashem picked up Moshe all the way up in Shemaim. So what's all the Shemaim? Where is it? Where did he pick him up? He picked him up Me'al HaRakia. Rakia is Shemaim. The Torah says, Rakia, the separation that Hashem made on Monday is made from fire and water. It says, what is the purpose? You read the Torah, he says, listen, second of creation, what did Hashem make? Rakia. Okay. I don't know Rakia. What's Rakia mean? Rakia means a piece. Of course, it's a spiritual thing that's made from fire and water. Well, Hashem, why did you make it? You're here, wait. One day it's going to be Egypt, and I'm going to throw pieces from there, from that piece, from Rakia. It's going to fall on you. And the foil pieces from Shemaim, of course, in Shemaim is spiritual, but it comes down, it becomes a piece. Like the man became physical, like rain becomes physical, but there's no rain, there's no water in the cloud. It's upstairs, Hashem made the second of creation, look what it is. Peace. If you have machloket, if you don't have it, it's going to fall on you. You do something bad, it's going to fall on you. So the message for the Jewish people, they, of course, it fell on the Egyptians, said, no. Moshe said, listen, to pray for such a thing, to fall, to stop falling, I have to go out to the city. It's a very special thing now. I have to raise my hand. And the minute I raise my hand, it's going to happen. It's going to stop. There's going to be something left. It's going to fall on the Givonim. It's going to fall on the Mashiach. By the way, the thing, the date it was Gimel Tammuz. Gimel Tammuz is the Rebbe's Yotzeit. It's a connection. But the Babis, they know it. They know it. They know the story about the rocks. Because the rocks was the son of Mashiach. That's what it means. Because the Gemara says it goes backwards. When Mashiach will come, the Gemara says, the rest of the stones, the rocks will fall down. It means like this. It's called a reflection. It's a reflection. It's a reflector. It starts from Mashiach, goes back to Egypt. Because this was the Geula, it's the redemption. We're coming out of Egypt, supposed to go to Israel to have Mashiach. And I said, I want to tell you something. Fell down, broke everything. Everything got broken. The barley, the flax, the linen, because those two represent machloket. Gemara says it's not healthy to eat barley. It's called gvura. Achita bakusemet. Chita is white, barley is not white. And the spelt is white. And it says those represent Avraham Avinu, chesed, kindness. But look, the hail, like in Egypt. A Jew went on the street with a goy, was hail. The hail would hit the goy, not the Jew. Because you, grandson of Avraham Avinu, kindness. The animals that belong to the Jewish people didn't get hit. And a goy animal, Egyptian animal, right next to it, got hit. That's Rav Shach used to tell us in Yeshiva, every bullet has an address. You can't run away from a bullet. You have to be on the side of Avraham Avinu, kind. It's called hail. That's why hail is white. The snow is white. It's because it represents something, a message to us. How kind we have to be. To the ones we don't have to be kind. It's going to be the Gula of Rabbi Minami.
Amen.